Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, for prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.
Be the person that your mum thinks you are, or the person that your younger self wanted as a role model.
Know what your mission is.
We think it's further away than it is. And because we think it's so far away, Jay, we create patterns and behaviors in our life that perpetually keep it there.
Know what your intent as the commander of your life. Know what your intent is, and then fight with everything you've got.
Whatever you do, runners, right now, just don't think about the 135 miles of scorching highway in front of you.
Right, we use the word exceptional like you are not like everyone else.
That's my life, sequences and numbers, nothing else. I cannot pay attention.
Every day you wake up, you gotta start with that vision. Like it's clear to you, like you know exactly what you want. You know exactly what it tastes like. You know what it looks like. You know what it smells like. Like you literally have it in the palm of your hand without having it.
I want you to climb the mountain. I don't care what the mountain is. Academic probation, climb it. You done broke up with somebody, climb it. You're gonna be okay. You were diagnosed with something, climb it. You broke. Broker than you ever been, climb it. You're not where you want to be, climb it. Whatever your goal is, you keep going till you get there. This will not be the death of us. This test will be our testimony, and this mess will be our message.
What do you do when you have no external motivation? It's about the internal. What do you say to yourself? How are you going to fire yourself up? What's that flame inside of you that keeps you going?
There are times you're going to want to give up. There are times you feel deserted. People are lying to you and you're going to run out of resources. That's a part of it. But that's how you grow. So whatever you're experiencing right now, it has not come to stay. It has come to pass.
Look for the lesson in it all.
The person that's in the car wiping tears off their face, and it's still accomplishing the mission. Because I'm telling you right now, you might not feel it now, you might not see it now.
The line equality of that life runs parallel to a commitment. They go hand in hand, guys. It doesn't matter how much money you have or how much success you have, well, the overall quality of life is that journey, the struggle of it. And that's that journey and that struggle is successful only when the commitment rises equally to the effort. And nothing given to you is ever valued. It's what's earned its value that you can build from.
Move your body.
You have to live your life with the expectation that great things are coming your way, that your thoughts can create things.
You got to be able to see it when it cannot be seen. You got to see it in your mind's eye. You have to see it happening. You have to see yourself writing a book before the book is finished.
You have to defeat the enemy. It's not the people online who don't like you. It's not the people that are judging you. It's not your past. It's not your circumstances. The enemy is an internal voice in you that's telling you that you're not good enough. The enemy is that fear. Even when your back's against the wall, you still say it's all. Even when you don't even have it figured out, you take what you know and you move forward with your life.
Stop running from it and run to it. You don't quit. You don't give up. Stop running. Stop running and face it. Because your success is on the other side of the problem. Stop running from your pain and embrace your pain. Your pain is going to be a part of your prize. I challenge you to push yourself. Go get it. Don't run from it no more. Go get it. You got to take that thing out. You got to take the breath out. You got to go get it. Into it. You sitting there hoping things going to get better. You got to work. This don't happen on its own. It's brick by brick by brick. Where do I start? I don't know. Take a spot and go get it. You can start the process right now of turning it all around by getting up and getting to work.
Stop running from the potential of what you can be, guys. It's inside of you. It's always been there.
You set the tone for your life. Life happens to everybody, but winners approach it like victors and losers like victims.
You're not a victim? Stop talking about I can't, I quit, I don't think I can make it happen, it's impossible. Stop talking like that. Stop cursing and start believing.
Even saying it like that, like you are not like everyone else. And so if someone says, you're not like everyone else, then you can just reframe that as like, I am exceptional. And that's not a bad thing.
Lazy people do a little work and think they should be winning. But winners work as hard as possible and still worry if they're being lazy.
But the key with me is just always finding what the anchor is. And the anchor is getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning every day before anybody else and grounding my thought process is in the no one will outwork me.
I just got real with myself, and every day I came home, I called the accountability mirror. What am I going to do today to change what I see in this mirror?
I'm astounded by how many people want to be spectacular in life, but also want to be normal. By being normal, you are, by definition, aiming for average. Normal people get normal results. Exceptional people get exceptional results. You literally can't do what everyone else does and expect to not get what everyone else has got. By doing what everyone else does, you guarantee average results.
Winning is for the obsessed. You must be obsessed if you want to win. You must be obsessed with the goal, the journey, the outcome, the experience, the rejections, the resilience, the grit. And throughout that journey, as you hit these micro wins, celebrate them and then lock back in.
I'm a big believer that you should only listen to somebody or take advice from people who have bigger dreams for your life than you do.
They weren't there for the work. They didn't see him sweat. They didn't see him panic. They didn't see him have nervous breakdowns. They weren't there cheering him on when he got rejected again and again and again, but refused to quit. That's why Harrison Ford is a multimillionaire. That's why he's a Hollywood legend. So if you want to win, it's all about what you're willing to do, how long you're willing to go, how many punches you're willing to take in the face, and how many times you're willing to get back up. That can't break you. Only you can break you.
When the winds of life don't hit your sail, you grab the fucking oars of life. And you start pushing your body, your boat, your vessel into the harbor of a known point that you want to be. Those are not going to get you there. You got to get yourself there, guys.
When you leave the crowd, you start to dream and express your best of world. You will be different, and people don't like it if you're different.
Every hero you guys had was called an idiot, crazy, a loser.
They will try to tear you down, and they will try to mock you.
I need you to stop talking negative, and I need you to decide what area do you want to win. And I need you to wake up tomorrow ready to put work in. I need you to wake up tomorrow, and I need you to be determined that no matter what, this is my North Star. This is what I want to do. This is what I want to accomplish, and I need you to go get it.
And the reason why some of you can give me 120 on Monday, because everything looked good on Monday. Are you excited? I'm going to be a millionaire. I'm going to change the world. I'm going to do this for this person. I'm going to buy this for my mom and my children. I'm going to put them through school. And you got all these great dreams. And then you get up in the morning and life punch you in your face. We're all going to hit opposition. We're all going to hit adversity. But I think we all know at the core, it's never about what happens to you. It's about how you respond to it. You can control that. In the midst of escalating levels of anxiety provoked by today's increasing complexity and accelerating change.
And he said, I can't promise you that. I can promise you I'm not going to drink for one more day at a time.
Wow.
And he lasted the rest of his life stacking those one more days up.
Like the consistency of work, Monday, get better. Tuesday, get better. Wednesday, get better, right? And you do that over a period of time, you know, not like 1 month or 2 months. I mean, it's 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years, and then you can get to where you want to go.
Self-esteem comes from doing incredibly difficult things where you know you pushed yourself. It's not virtue signaling. It's not telling people about it. It's what you know inside your soul is true. And the more you do things that are incredibly difficult, and especially things that are meaningful, meaning you're not just about yourself, the higher that esteem would be.
Your haters will become your congratulators. And the more stones they throw at your ass, your mansion gonna get bigger.
And the first step is saying that it's my fault. The second step is that you have to use what you have.
Discipline eats motivation for breakfast. You can't fake bravery as an emotion, because you can fake being angry or you can fake being upset or whatever, but if you fake being brave when you're terrified, that is what bravery is. Doing the thing in spite of terror literally is bravery or courage.
Winners are something special, that they're part, like I said, a part of a pedigree. And that's not the truth, man. Not at all.
Is this?
You invest in yourself, invest in yourself, and invest in your future. Do it and get uncomfortable and know that that's normal. That's natural. That's the unknown. Okay.
Thinking is that. You guys, remember, if you want to be successful, learn from the other people's mistakes. Don't learn from the successful stories. Successful stories they make, don't listen to that.
Why you being average? You not average. Why you being good when you not good? You great. You phenomenal. When you gonna step up to the plate?
You gotta build a level of excellence about yourself.
Mentally, you must be there before you physically even start. It's a mindset. That dream and success, I'm gonna create. All I have to do is sweat for it, work for it, study for it, drive for it, believe in it. Never take no for an answer, and never fucking give up.
I need effort from you. I need you to match whatever effort the enemy is putting up. Whoever your enemy is, match the doggone effort. When you get out there, I need you kill or be killed when you get out there. We ain't playing no more. We ain't taking no prisoners no more. When you get out there, whatever you can get, go get it. Because they gonna get it before you get it. And they ain't gonna give it to you. So you go out there and get what's yours. Ain't nobody about to give you your personal freedom. If you're going to get your personal freedom, they ain't giving it away. You gotta go get it. You gotta go earn it.
They come over and over and over again. The purpose of these days is so that you can prove to yourself, not the rest of the world, that you are the kind of person that possesses the mental fortitude, the grit, the toughness, the perseverance, the discipline to get things done regardless of what the situation is. And if you become this kind of person who can get things done regardless of what's going on, regardless of what's going on in the economy, regardless of what's going on in your personal life, regardless of how you feel, regardless of the weather, how the f*** can you be stopped by anything? You cannot.
What you fighting for? What's your legacy? What you gonna do? You say you a champ, but do you practice like a champ? You say you a champ, do you fight like a champ? You say you a champ, do you have a mentality of a champ? Mentally, that when I get tired, that's when I get that dog. That's when I'm ready to go.
You gotta start thinking I'm the greediest motherfucker in the world.
Not only do I climb that doggone mountain, I enjoy climbing the mountain. I get a kick out the mountain. I get a kick out the weights. I get a kick out of fatigue. I get a kick out of the grind. I get a kick out of it. It's when you have nothing left. It's when you depleted all your money, when all your energy gone, when you have nothing left, that's when it's showtime. That you're always looking for a way to get over. Always looking for a way that you can break through. Always looking for a way that you can win. Always looking for a way that you can strike a telling blow. The thing that any leader or successful person must have is resiliency. The ability to bounce back in the face of every challenge, every opposition, every failure, every setback. And the key is never, ever, ever give up.
If you guys mentally believe you can do it, your body will find a way to make it happen for you.
Because sometimes you'll get hurt and you gotta be able to bounce back. You gotta be resilient. You might pass the test on the fourth try, not the first, not the second, not the third. And you gotta have the ability to get back up and act like you ain't never failed in the first place. You're not average.
Understand that change really requires becoming uncomfortable to a certain degree, and that's normal, that you're leaving the known and you're stepping into the unknown. Then it begs the question, what thoughts do you want to fire and wire in your brain? Because your attention on those thoughts begins to reorganize circuitry, remold the brain.
You're watching yourself at all times. You know what you're doing. You have your own moral code. Everyone has a different moral code. But if you don't live up to your own moral code, the same code that you hold others to, it will damage your self-esteem. So perhaps one way to build up your self-esteem is to live up to your own code.
If you give your all every day, your gifts will make room for you. And it's like having a knowingness that things are going to be fine. And then there's the next level, which is you start to know who you are and you're not trying to prove it to yourself or other people. And it's just, you just want to help.
Whenever I get to a low point where I think, why do I even bother? I just remind myself, This is where most people stop, and this is why they don't win. And this relates to another one, which is a reminder for the gladiators in the arena who feel beat up and scarred with no hope in sight. Building a business is hard. Hard feels This is what hard feels like, and this is why most people can't do it. But you can. Don't aim for mediocre.
When you find the way out of no way, when you find breath that you don't have, when you find energy that did not exist, that's when you find a way.
That stands the test of time, and no matter what happens in front of you, you are character true. I know who you are because you're the same person in adversity, in victory, in defeat. You're the same motherfucker.
Whoever your enemy is, match the doggone efforts. This is what you do. You are built for this. Beast mode is, I will not stop when others stop. I will not quit when it gets hard. I will not complain. I will not worry. I will find a way when there is no way. I will make a door when there is no door. I will create finance when there is no finance. I will find an opportunity when it doesn't exist. But I will not be defeated.
And the difference between winners and losers is how we adjust to these hard times. Winners, they understand that the path they've chosen is going to have resistance. They look at it as, well, yeah, I'm getting contested today, motherfucker. And you know what? I'm going to pass that test. And whenever they have the hard thing that happens and then they overcome it, they gain more confidence because they overcame something that the previous version of themselves or the rest of everybody else would have just quit when it happened to them.
Life wasn't a crystal stair for me. Didn't nobody give me a network? I earned a network. Everybody say, E, how did you crack the code? I grinded my way through the code. That's how I cracked it. I got up every day at 3. Monday I grind, Tuesday I grind. I don't care what the economy is doing. I don't care who the president is. I don't care who the governor is. I don't care who the mayor is. I ain't never quit. I ain't never give up. I ain't never give in. I just keep grinding. There's certain things when you privilege that mama can buy you, but you can't buy grit, and you can't buy grind, and you can't buy resilience, and you can't buy heart, and you can't buy that dog. Everybody want to be a beast till it's time to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning. Everybody want to be number one till it's time to do what number one do. I'm about that life. I get up every morning at 3 o'clock. When I want to get up, when I don't. When I feel like it and I don't feel like, why? Because I'm process driven. I'm not feelings driven. Champions are not feeling driven. Champions don't get up when they want to. There is a championship coordinate and you can't change that. You got to be intentional and deliberate. You got to decide that you're going to do something and you got to do it every Monday, every Tuesday, every Wednesday, every Thursday. Consistency is having a goal, and when you wake up that day and you don't feel like it, you still do what you told yourself you was going to do. It is the days you don't feel like doing it, but you look at your wife, you look at your kid, and you realize, I got to get up and make it happen, even though I don't want to get up and make it happen. Set the standard, then raise the standard, then uphold the standard every single day. If you're not willing to do it every single day, you're not going to beat the man that's doing it every single day. Some of you are like, that's too much. Ah, well, you're not going to be a champion. You're going up against other champions? You think you're going to get 50%? You think you're going to get 70%? And you won't with these people who've given sweat, who've given blood, who's given tears. You won't what they paid for, and it ain't free. I'm not the best. They better than me, but they have not outworked me. You might be taller than me. You might be bigger than me. You might be stronger than me, but I'm coming, and I'd rather die trying. I'd rather give everything I got. I'd rather give a year. I'd rather put in work.
And mistakes that I've made, they've taught me. You know, you learn. Like, that's why failure is so important. Like, failing and f***ing up and making mistakes, it's very important. That's how you learn. See, the bad feeling that you get from something that you shouldn't have done or wish you didn't do or wish you did better, like, especially failing at something where you half-assed it and you just feel like a loser, like that just teaches you.
Comparing yourself to someone.
99% of people in the world are convinced that they are incapable of achieving great things, so they aim for the mediocre. The level of competition is thus fiercest for realistic goals, paradoxically making them the most time and energy consuming. If you are insecure, guess what? The rest of the world is too. Do not overestimate the competition and underestimate yourself. You are better than you think.
I don't care where you come from. I want you to be the best at what you do. You don't need this, or that. All you need to be successful in this world is that dog. You got to wake up every day and compete. You got to go after it. Everybody said you don't read well enough. You're not a critical thinker. I'm not, but I'm a beast. You ain't got to be smart when you a beast. You ain't got to be the most talented when you a beast. You ain't got to be the most talented when you got that dog. You're going to have to play hurt. You're going to have to play when stuff is going on.
It's a work that separates the boys from the men. Are you ready to do the work? Are you ready to put in the work? Stop whining, stop crying, stop asking.
Life ain't about medals, ain't about certificates, ain't about houses, money, cars, fame, all that bull. It's about scars. The scars show your willingness to get to the other side. They show your failures. They show your willingness to start from scratch. They show what you're willing to do to go the distance.
Ain't no elevator to the top. You got to take the stands. The elevator don't go to the top, man. Stop trying to do everything the short way. Stop trying to figure out the easy way, because it ain't gonna happen. You got to get messed up sometime. You got to get your feelings hurt. You got to get disappointed. You got to get told no. You gonna ask somebody for some money. He gonna tell you no. That's life. And so every time something get hard, you quit, you call mama. I dare you to take a little pain. Somebody said, I don't go home, I feel bad. Go throw it. At the end of pain is success. You're not going to die because you're feeling a little pain. I don't care what I've been through personally. I don't care if our family members die. I can't let that bother me. I can't let that hurt me. But I still got to perform. So you got to execute. See, many start, ladies and gentlemen, but few finish because they say, well, it was hard, and they stop. They take that as a stop sign as opposed to a growth sign. You don't know what's ahead of you, and that 70% you're giving right now, a trial or a tribulation might come. A storm might be coming, and it's going to break you if you're at 60. As you're going through your go-through, you're ready to quit, you're ready to give up, you're ready to give in. It doesn't look like you think. You didn't get the grades you thought you were going to get, so maybe I'm not meant to be a lawyer. Hold. You put too much in it to quit now? Hold. Mental toughness. It is in those times we have to be stronger than we've ever been before. We can, we will, and we must get through this. Lay hold of it. Now, when that thing tells you to quit, you look at it in his eye and say, I ain't going nowhere. I will break you before you break me. You will not destroy us. You will not defeat us. This will make us stronger. I'll go quicker. I'll go harder. I'll go longer. I'll go faster.
When a gap is so painful that it paralyzes you, then you've created a dragon that you don't have the tools to master. And so what you have to do is you have to scale the dragon down to size.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-Grainger, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And you want to scale the dragon down to size until it's a size that you are willing to move toward.
A person like myself who live in the spotlight and is so critical from people all the time in terms of what I do, what I say, where I go. The thing he's always said, take a pause before you make a decision and say, what if? And the purpose for saying what if is that whatever decision you make, always either going to have consequences.
You're going to be different from everyone else. That's what makes you exceptional. You can't fit in and also be exceptional. Both have discomfort. When you fit in, you have internal conflict because you're not being 100% you. When you're exceptional, you have external conflict because everyone sees you as different. Pick one. When your friends start to say, you've changed. Remember, it's because they don't know how to say, you've grown.
Learn from every mistake, because every experience, encounter, and particularly your mistakes are there to teach you and force you into being more of who you are. And then figure out what is the next right move. And the key to life is to develop an internal moral emotional GPS that can tell you which way to go.
Don't take today off. Not today. Wait until tomorrow. Don't give in to the immediate gratification that is whispering in your ear. Shut that down. Do not listen to that little voice. Instead, go through the motions. Lift the weights. Sprint the hill. Work on the project. Get out of bed.
I found out on my own pretty much is that through this, through discipline, through self-discipline, through repetition, through tons of repetition of the same thing that you don't want to do, that's the key thing. Through repetition of things you don't want to do, you develop mental, like...
You might think that by worrying and obsessing and ruminating and thought looping and fearing and gripping your way through this problem, that it reduces down the likelihood of it happening somehow, that it brings to bear more control, that it almost like impacts reality in some sort of a way. It makes no difference. Mm. Again, what are we focused on? We're focused on outcomes, not on inputs.
Mm.
And the people that have that bias for action, they end up just finding out whether or not this thing is going to work way quicker.
Life is hard. You got to find yourself in the grind, the grit, and you got to find yourself doing the shit that no one else wants you to do. And whenever it sucks, you got to just keep working.
Right? There's things that you know you're supposed to do as a human being. Things that you know are going to improve your life. Do those things. There's things that you know are going to make you a worse person and make your life worse. Don't do those things.
But as stuff gets progressively harder, when you have to go 1, 2, 3 years without a paycheck, everybody else quits during that time. So by default, 10, 12, 13 years in, I'm standing higher than everybody just because I didn't quit. It's learning how to endure, learning how to reframe frustration and seeing it as a driver for your success. Every single path is going to be hard. Struggle, pain, misery, frustration, those are signs that you are on the right path and making progress. Nobody that is where you want to be has gotten there without these struggles, without the bleeding, without the pain, without the depression, without the misery.
Your way into stress, you can think your way into misery, frustration. But if you change your mind, it'll change your life.
It's purity in physical pursuits. Right? Because it doesn't matter what your social status is. It doesn't matter how people perceive you. When it comes down to how long can you stay in that pool? When it comes down to how far can you run? Right. When it comes down to how much can you push yourself past the part where you want to quit? Right. How far can you keep going? There's a purity in that, that it dissolves social order. All that, what people think about you goes out the window. It's what, Who are you right now?
That's right.
Who are you right now?
What happens is the more you have a specific plan like this where you're willing to do the ugly and run the numbers, your fear level diminishes to an extent. The notion that it's going to go away completely isn't true.
Yeah.
But there's something about doing the ugly thing that reduces fear. It not only increases your chance of winning, but you're like, the possibility mathematically of me losing now is rather small.
Like an armor for your mind. Start to armor your mind because your mind's like, okay, We suffer every day. It's what we do. We do stuff that sucks every day. So then when the suck stuff comes, you're ready for it. And that's how it started coming up. You know, I just started being very uncomfortable. And now it's like just a way of life.
World really only knows the actions that you take. It doesn't know about the internal state until that then shows up in the way that you actually perform. So, yeah, some things to keep in mind. Number one, don't grip life so tightly. Being too serious creates a kind of brittle fragility, which a playful attitude insulates you against. Your goal is dynamic persistence over the long term. And taking things seriously gives you a huge advantage in bursts, but chronic seriousness makes you rigid and at risk of blow up.
Yeah.
But when you're not doing these things, the reason you're living with so much fear is, you know, the possibility of you not winning is rather great.
Yeah.
And so you're living with a fear that's self-imposed, self-induced, and your fault because you're not willing to do the ugly.
I just can't let it do it anymore. I'm going to have setbacks, I know. But if I'm feeling bad, that doesn't mean I'm doing bad. That doesn't mean I am bad. That doesn't mean that I can't still take some action. Because, yeah, nothing changes and nothing changes, man. You know, we'll sit around forever wondering, well, what if I, you know, what if I was a dog catcher? Would I be the best? What if I was a, you know, what if I worked on a, you know, at an avalanche?
It's not just about picking fights and going out in the world and kind of hurting people or pushing them around. That's actually a sign of weakness. True inner strength is something that's quiet and that's calm, right?
I need mental toughness. And I'm telling you, when you come up against that thing, you gotta outdo that thing. And you can't do it when you get there. You gotta already make up your mind before you get to cancer. You gotta already make up your mind before you get to that exam and pass that exam. You gotta make up in your mind when you're talking to your husband, when you're talking to your wife, when you're talking to that singer. You gotta look at it before you even get to it. I don't care how hard it is. I don't care how difficult it is. Never give up and never give in, because some skill not gonna get you to certain things. But phenomenal will allow you to get through everything. As long as you got breath in your nostrils, don't you ever give in, because I never told you it'd be easy. But with mental toughness, you can get it done.
If it feels kind of dark all around you right now, I want to remind you, it is always the darkest before dawn. And dawn is coming.
People are going to think you're crazy. And sometimes you're going to think you're crazy. You're going to question yourself. It's hard to pick yourself up when you experience setbacks and people don't see the vision. No one else believes in you. And I had people laughing at me. Les, you're talking about being a motivational speaker and you are going to become independently wealthy. Right. They laugh. They're going to laugh at you. People are going to laugh at you. You've got to believe in your abilities. You've got to believe in your service, your company, your ideas. Unquestionably, you do what it is you're supposed to. You're supposed to build something. You're supposed to create something. I don't know how to do it. Learn. Do whatever is required. Just go out there. It's possible you can get what you are. It's necessary. If you want it, you got to go into action. You got to be willing to experiment. You got to be willing to fail and to succeed. It's you. It's on you. You got to make that happen. Nobody's going to bring it to you on a silver platter and say, here's your dream manifested. No, it's hard. It's difficult. And it's worth it.
You can't win it if you can't see it. The vision. You got to see yourself winning in practice. You got to see yourself winning the game.
And so you don't feel the need to push people, to hurt people, to assert yourself, to show off, to show how people who show off how wealthy they are, how many fancy cars they have.
That's what I'm going to do. When you focus on doing that, fellas, and you don't pay no mind to nothing else outside of your control, you don't pay attention to them paying attention to you, when you stop doing that, I promise you, that's when the focus and the attention is gonna be paid on you, bro.
You have to have, there's something about you, whether it's your last name, whether it's just the smallest thing, you have to be proud of yourself. And if you have no pride in yourself, I can't give it to you.
Because you're always gonna compromise, you're always gonna fold.
Always. I'm very proud of myself. That's why when people said, you know where you can do better than can't hurt.
Fame does not change who you are. None of these things change who you are. It amplifies who you are.
I didn't feel good about myself if I wasn't doing everything I could to be the best version of myself.
Are actually weak. They're actually insecure. They're actually incredibly immature.
I think the things you go through make who you are. So I don't regret those things. I don't regret them because I don't think I'd be who I am today if I wasn't exposed to those situations. If you ask me, would I, those are unfortunate situations that I've had to experience. And if I had a choice, I would have definitely went in a different direction. I might have wanted to go to school for business instead of having to go through that this portion of my life.
But tough lesson, yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever you do, you've got to be a little bit gone to it. You're not all there.
is your dream. It don't belong to nobody else. You take ownership of it. It ain't nobody else's. Don't nobody owe you nothing. Ain't nobody supposed to give you nothing. It's yours by any means necessary. You take it. You conquer. You are a warrior. You conquer. You make it happen. And the problem with some of y'all is you want somebody else to support your dream. It's yours. It's your dream. If you want it to happen, get your butt up and make it happen. If you want it to happen, rise and grind. Ain't nobody got to believe in you. Ain't nobody got to talk about you. When you in the dark working every single day, you reap what you sow. And at some point, you're going to be great.
When you make up your mind, making up your mind is powerful. Some of us, we make up our mind and say, we're going to stay in this. I'm going to stay in this mess. I'm not going to go back to that, or I'm not going to quit, or whatever the situation may be. You got it done. You found a way. You created a way. You prayed a way. So when you make up your mind, it's over.
You got to already make up your mind before you get to cancer. You got to make up in your mind before you get to that exam and pass that exam. You got to look at it before you even get to it.
So you got to be positive. You got to be excited. You got to be confident. You got to be tough. You can be positive or you can be negative. You can be happy or you can be sad. You can be a winner or you can be a loser. But folks, I made up my mind. As long as there's a breath left in me, ain't nobody or nothing gonna make me quit.
Start working and developing yourself now and prepare yourself for what it is that you want, because you expect to get it. I wake up every day and I expect it. I expect to win. I expect it to be a great day. If you can wake up feeling like a winner, if you can wake up talking like a winner, if you can wake up acting like a winner, if you can expect that everything you do will come out winning, I guarantee you, you can get it done.
Expand your mind.
Expand yourself. Take yourself out your comfort zone. I need you to dream your way out of the hood. I need you to see yourself in Bermuda. I need you to see yourself in Dubai. You ain't trying to impress people. You don't care what people think deep down in your soul. You see yourself living your best life. Then the championship, you got to see yourself. Then the playoffs, you got to see yourself. Wake up every single day. I was here before I was here. I was up this morning here. I've been here before. I was in this spot right here. I was talking from right here. I envisioned it. I saw it already. Got to see it before it happened.
We should know how to handle the, not only how to handle the success, how to handle the failures. Particularly you are in the management environment. I want the young people to understand how to manage the failure. Because any task you do, you have to come across problem. Problem should not become the captain of the individual or the project chief. And the project chief should become the captain of the problems and defeat the problem and success.
Don't be so worried about winning that you forget what winning is supposed to feel like. Is your presiding feeling when things go well one of happiness and satisfaction, or one of relief? Is it joy or simply the abatement of fear? And after a while of winning, you realize that how you win is more important than if you win. How you feel during the event is more important than the outcome of the event. How the people who read your work are impacted is more important than how many people are impacted. You can't be so terrified of failing that even the act of winning is made miserable.
It comes to your success and your productivity. The reason you aren't getting done is not because you lack the time. It's not because you lack the talent. It's not because you lack the knowledge or the experience. The reality is, guys, it's always a mindset issue. You are believing the lies that keep you from being productive, okay? And there's a lot of lies. But let me tell you the big three, okay? Lie number one, I don't have the resources to get this done. What the f*** do you mean? Nobody has the resources to get anything great done. This is the mindset of the vast majority of people. The vast majority of people.
When you're in life-threatening situations, it makes you a little more conscious of death. My power is me being in business situations and being the person with the least fear at the table. And that's because I weigh these things up against my biggest losses in my life. So, like, the loss of my mom is the biggest thing that I've experienced.
Oh, I'm wired differently. I didn't start crying. I didn't say, why me? I'm doing good to the world. I'm not hurting anybody. Why me? I'm wired differently. We turn tragedy into triumph. That's what lions do. Lions don't cry. Lions don't give up. Lions don't quit. Lions hunt. That's what we do for a living. And if you are a true lion, it does not make a difference what the circumstances is. I just need you to keep moving. I need you to make up in your mind that the only way you can lose is if you quit. I just need you to keep going. I might not have been stronger. I might not have been smarter. I might not have been brighter. But I made up in my mind, I'm going to get through this. I am not phenomenally skilled, but I'm phenomenally willed. My IQ may never change, but my will changes every year. I get stronger and stronger and more determined. Why? Because it's in my DNA.
We can make it. We got to believe. We got to be mentally strong. When we're tired, that's when we got to put our fundamentals together. That's when we got to be more focused. I'm going to get fundamentally strong. Everybody's great when they're not tired. The champions is when they're tired. That's when the real champions come out. That's when a real dog come out. Have some heart. Remember your why. When you see I'm tired, I'm going to keep going. Keep going. I want y'all to give everything you got.
Nobody believes in you. You've lost again and again and again. The lights are cut off, but you're still looking at your dream, reviewing it every day and say to yourself, it's not over until I win.
You make a commitment. It doesn't matter if the winds and the waves come. It doesn't matter if the storm comes.
It's not all gonna, I'm never gonna get to that where everything's okay, where everything looks a certain way. And in the meantime, I'm burning the best time I do have available. I'm burning that candle up. I'm burning this candle down, and I'm saying as soon as it gets bright enough or warm enough in here, I'm gonna show up. But the candle's getting smaller.
It will be hard because life is hard. That's what life is. And these challenges, it's challenges that you face, they're going to do their best to take you down.
No one is going to beat you at being you. One of the things I like to say is like, find what feels like play to you, but looks like work to others. So it looks like work to them, but to you, it feels like play. It's not work. So you're going to outcompete them because you're doing it effortlessly. You're doing it for fun. They're doing it for work. They're doing it for some byproduct. To you, it's art. It's beauty. It's joy. It's flow. It's fulfilling. You must enjoy podcasting. If you didn't, you wouldn't be good at it.
You would have 900 episodes
exactly.
Either. Yeah.
Right. If you decided that the right way to get ahead in life was to go write books.
You can't be comfortable with yourself if you don't know who yourself is. And you can't know who yourself is if you don't stop looking at how everybody around you is and start looking at what makes you comfortable and what makes you uniquely you. There's roughly close to, I guess, about 8 billion people on this planet, but there's only one you. Would you stand out in the crowd? Not in a bad way. What makes you you doesn't need to be something that's immoral or obnoxious or uncomfortable.
Overcoming is in your blood. Getting through adversity is in your blood.
One person with a belief overrides thousands of people with just intent.
The people that are hungry are willing to do the things today others won't do. In order to have the things tomorrow others won't have.
The spirit of resiliency, the spirit of grit, it's in your DNA. It's in your blood. I need effort from you. I need you to match whatever effort the enemy is putting up.
I don't care if you have to inch your way day by day, and it hurts, and it's hard, and nobody can see what you're really going through. If you don't quit, the pit will become your platform. I'm telling somebody right now, your lowest moment, the place where you were that broken, will be the place of your greatest testimony.
When you get to that point of frustration, of anger, that is tremendous fuel for you to go out and do the that you want to do. Your goal should be to become so fucking successful in whatever it is that you're trying to do, that all the people who said that to you, those motherfuckers, attackers should look at the floor.
Look defeat in the face, and we've overcome it. We've come too far to be negative now. We've come too far to start overthinking now.
Once we hit that wall, we don't quit. We don't give up. We push a switch called will, and we start using our willpower. Yes, we tired. Yes, we're hungry. Yes, the mind is saying give up. Yes, it's saying quit. But we cannot quit because we realize we have not reached the goal yet. This is not what I dreamed about. This is not what I said I was going to do. This is not what it looks like.
I am not phenomenally skilled, but phenomenally will. I will not give up. I will not surrender. I will not quit. And your problem is you're giving up too easy.
We've come too far. We've been through too much. We've seen too much. We've had too many victories. We have seen defeat.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Weight loss solutions are not one size fits all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.